Bill 48, if signed into law, would prohibit large commercial vehicles from parking on public streets for more than 4 hours. It would apply to a bus, truck, trailer, van, or other commercial vehicle with a gross weight of 9,000 pounds or more, or one that is more than 20 feet in length, bumper to bumper. Brian Yamane lives on a steep, winding side street in Moanalua Gardens.
One resident in particular owns an air conditioning business with at least 4 panel vans that are just under the 10,000-pound limit for a commercial vehicle. He has flatbed trucks and at least 5 cars. He doesn't have room at his business location in Kalihi, so he treats this small street that he lives on as his own little private parking lot.
Yamane told members of the City Council Budget Committee that his wife, Myrna, has had near head-on collisions because of limited visibility caused by the large parked vehicles. The City Department of Transportation Services supports the bill, and Deputy Director John Nouchi recommended increasing the penalties.
Currently, the fine of not less than $15 is very low and does not provide a disincentive for complying with the law. We checked with other jurisdictions on a national level, and we found that our current fine in place does lag when it comes to places like Houston, which is $60, New York City is $65, Los Angeles is $78, and San Francisco and St. Louis are both at $100. And we recommend that the fine for violations of this section be increased to not less than $75.
The Budget Committee advanced the measure for the second of 3 hearings by the full council August 15th. The council members also passed a resolution to implement a pilot project for dockless scooters and other transportation alternatives. Budget Committee Chair Trevor Ozawa says Beaky Bikes, the only bike-sharing company in Honolulu, is a monopoly.
Having more competition in the city is that it's better for the taxpayers and better for the consumers. I mean, really, if we're trying to get more people to use it, people got to find it affordable. Unless we're going to call it a city bike share program. I mean, like the bus. There's only one city bus.
The city administration also provided Beaky Bikes with a $1 million grant in aid for startup costs and the use of city parking spaces. Council member Ann Kobayashi said the company also received other preferential treatment.
All these little neighborhood kids have to take their bikes in to be registered, but these bikes were not. I believe that they did like a mass registrations, and these poor neighborhood kids always have to register their bikes. So where's the fairness?
Ozawa plans to introduce Bill 57 to establish a program to regulate alternative modes of docked and dockless transportation. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.